This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Her husband's saying, listen, you can send our holiday Christmas card to literally every single person except for this one. But is that fair? Let's talk about it right now with Judge Jess. Well, happy December. It's time for the holiday drama, everybody. The holiday drama has begun. In case you've never done a Judge Jess with us before, Jess is not a real judge. I think legally we must tell you that. She's just a very judgmental person, but a person with some great opinions. She really does give good advice. So we always say, hey, listen, if you've got some type of disagreement with somebody, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on, and then Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong in your situation.
Hey, Jess, it's Melissa from Columbia, and I really need a Judge Jess ruling. So my husband's brother got divorced earlier this year, and throughout the whole thing, his ex-wife confided in me a lot. We actually became really close, and last week she texted me saying the holidays are going to feel really lonely for her, and honestly, my heart just broke for her. My husband asked me months ago to start backing away because he didn't want to keep that old relationship alive. Like, I tried, but she's still my friend. I didn't just drop her, and now his brother has a new girlfriend who's coming to Christmas, so everything feels extra sensitive, and I get that, but that's where we're fighting. So the other day, we're doing our family Christmas cards, and I told my husband I want to send one to the ex-wife. He immediately said, no, absolutely not. Tells me I'm dragging his brother backwards and disrespecting the new girlfriend. But this is my family's Christmas card. Like, I should be able to choose who I send it to, right? And my husband got even more upset because I already had her envelope addressed. But I wasn't trying to cause drama. I was just trying to be thoughtful. So am I wrong for wanting to send my friend a Christmas card? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Okay. So why does this one get me so angry today? We got a little situation where she's saying, listen, yes, it may be his ex-wife.
But that's her friend.
But she's my friend. And I want to send my friend a Christmas card. And I feel like I should be able to. My husband is saying, that is my brother's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely inappropriate for you to do because he now has a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that seems to be really inappropriate.
What? I think this is so weird. It's not a big deal. We're talking about a Christmas greeting card, not a wedding invitation. Like, I think Melissa has every right to still have that relationship. That's her friend. It would be one thing if Melissa was like, I want her to come over for Christmas dinner. That's not what she's saying. She simply wants to send over a Christmas card to be kind, and she's alone, and she misses her friend.
Oh, really?
I think her husband is overreacting. I do not think that this is disrespectful to her brother-in-law or the new girlfriend by any means. It'd be one thing if she was like, hey, let's all go to brunch and I'm going to invite her without telling y'all. That's not what Melissa is doing. It's a Christmas greeting card. It's the holidays. She's trying to be kind. Mm.
Okay. So you're telling me you're okay if Butter, your sister, sends your ex-boyfriend a Christmas card?
They weren't friends. He wasn't friends with anybody.
If they were.
But they weren't.
If they were.
They were not friends. And I think that's a weird comparison, knowing that relationship, to even say that.
I'm telling you right now, that's completely inappropriate.
They are friends.
No, I'm telling you right now, I cannot believe in a million years that you would think this is okay.
And we're just going to go off Melissa's call, right? So I think when she's talking about the divorce and the separation,
right. we don't know.
She was saying that it was hard for the ex-wife, right? Like, who knows? We're going to remove any possibility. Like, if there was any sort of like infidelity, or if she like did something, okay, that's one thing. But I'm just going to go off the call. It doesn't sound like something was done on the ex-wife's part, or even her brother-in-law's part. You know what I'm saying? So I think just going off of them not wanting to be together anymore, and sometimes relationships don't work. She clearly had a close relationship with her to the point where she still wants to be her friend. I don't think there's anything wrong with sending a card.
I'm telling you right now, I would burn my family down.
Over some like little Vistaprint family photo Christmas card? You're being dramatic.
Not Vistaprint.
I mean, let's be real. That's what you're talking about right now.
I would burn my family. I would never.
It says seasoned greetings. And you're going to cause this drama about that?
I would burn my family's house down.
We all know that.
Arson. I would commit arson.
You wouldn't even take a Christmas card. I feel like you would just do that for fun. That's my ruling.
Okay, I mean, it's your court, but yeah. That's insane. That's straight, and I'm telling you, I've never disrespected you so hard. You're an insane person for that.
I don't take anything you say to me seriously, so that's okay.
Is Jess right on this?
Yes.
If you're listening to this, let's just do straight opinions on this. I think that's asinine. Like,
that's what you sound like right now.
Because I'm in shock.
Why?
Like, guys, that relationship is done.
It's just a little card, maybe glossy. Like, it might be upgraded.
Is that the right thing to do?
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Selena and Glen Burnie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. I mean, what do you think? I mean, literally, she's out of the family now. Like, there's been a divorce. You can't send her a Christmas card and be like, oh, hope your holidays are bright and merry. That's not how it works.
So I guess you have to understand she's out of the brother-in-law's family. Unfortunately, when people come together, they make bonding relationships with everyone.
Yeah.
And one should not have to sacrifice their relationship because this one is no longer working. Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't be upset if you knew that somebody in your family was sending your ex a holiday card? Put that in your shoes for a second and be for real.
I would not be upset because at the end of the day, everybody needs some enlightenment. And having the understanding that this young lady is going through something, mm-hmm. the worst thing you will want not to do is send something that's going to uplift their spirits for something demise to happen.
Yeah.
Like, am I just
so you got to go deeper.
Am I just petty then? Because I'm telling you right now, I would never talk to that person again.
It just sounds like Melissa was way closer to her ex-sister-in-law than her actual brother-in-law. So what, they can never talk again just because their relationship is ending?
Brian, what's up? Brian in Baltimore. Brian understands. Brian, you can't do this. It's just not right. The right thing to do. It's weird.
Nah, I'm going to go with the judge ruling on this one.
Brian, come on. Yeah. Why?
Because it's like what you just said. It was like, they're friends. They have their own separate relationship. It doesn't impede on the new relationship that the brother has with the girlfriend. She's not inviting her to dinner. She's not inviting her around.
Right.
It's a simple card being sent in the mail. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Not.
You know, what's going to be the next thing? You can't talk to her on the phone?
No, you can't. Yeah. You absolutely cannot talk to her on the phone.
But you know, when it comes to women, they have their own camaraderie. They have their own thing.
No, you don't.
So, and it
not
can be
anymore.
Completely separate from whatever attachment that created it. So if it was a marriage that created that attachment and they stayed friends and they still cool, then there's no problem sending her a Christmas card.
Exactly. It'd be one thing if Melissa was like, yeah, come over for dinner and like sit in front of his new girlfriend and like whatever. That's not what she's doing.
I'm telling y'all right now, I would not do well in y'all's family at all.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.